Alright, welcome to Thursday. This is the Riffin' Xenophobe show.
Booyah.
Subbing in for Jake again, who decided to bugger off on a road trip for some unknown reason.
Road trip!
Woo! So, I guess he's having fun. It's not that we mind, it's just sort of unexpected. Oh, it's been another exciting week here at the office. We've witnessed the return of Zlyania, our secretary, who has made our lives much, much better. We appreciate her hard work.
She's awesome.
Yes. And otherwise, we've just been adding things here and there. I went all hearty on the clan stuff. There's a lot of new clan features, like the permission system and the chat colorization and notification and regulation of clan members thereof.
And other things that end in un?
Yes. Or Asian.
Asian, yeah.
Yeah. It's just an Asian nation, man.
Ho-ho!
That's close to an Asian
of Asians, yeah.
Yeah. We better watch out. Insert stereotype here that I can't think of, nor want to sully myself saying.
They'll kung fu us all?
Yes. There we go. Thank you. I couldn't quite think of a stereotype for that situation, but you pulled through. This is why we have co-hosts.
That's right. When you need a stereotype, turn to me.
That's what I always do. Not quite sure what you stereotype, though. I don't know. I've never really stopped to think about it for too long. That's the moral of today's radio show, kids. Even this early in the show, that thinking is bad. You shouldn't think.
That's right.
Speaking of not thinking, let's answer some questions.
All right.
Let's see here. Zen00 says, when you don't have items in Hanks, but do have meat, the button for withdrawing meat is no longer grayed out.
Yeah, isn't that how it ought to be? I mean, that doesn't sound like a problem.
Yeah, I mean, like, if there's no meat but items, can you not pull any items? I don't know how that works. So, I don't think that you are articulating your problem correctly. Let's see, a bunch of questions. Pongjo says, Dear Chick, which we're going to assume means us, why do we lose meat when we make quick calls from the phone booth in the Sneaky Pete Stays Stupor? You're just that drunk, man. You put money into
it. It is a collect call, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you're that drunk, you make a quick call and you put meat into it.
Yeah.
You're putting meat in the change return spot or slot, too. That's how drunk you are. So you have no idea what's going on. That's why you lose meat in the Sneaky Pete Stay Stupor when you try to make a collect call. Yeah. Isn't it great whenever we just invent these sort of justifications to deal with narrative problems?
Yeah, I think it works out well.
Yeah. Everyone believes us, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Scorpio says, why are hardcore Oxy players denied the right of St. Sneaky Pete's Day celebrations? I, too, want to join in the revelry, but no. Well, I wouldn't say that it's just hardcore Oxy players. I mean, the softcore Oxygenarians and all... I mean, goodness knows the teetotalers out there are also denied. But
denied!
I would say that it's for the same reason that Boostafarians are denied the overeating of Feast of Boris. It's because we don't... intend to make every path available or every conduct available to participate every holiday.
Yep.
The justification behind that being that if you want the holiday content so badly, you can drop your path.
Yes, the paths are intended to be more difficult than the regular game.
Indeed. So, drop your path if you want to. Otherwise, don't. If I were still playing, I probably wouldn't because I'm not that fired up about holiday stuff, and I would rather play the game, but. You know, a lot of people seem to like the holiday stuff, so, you know,
yep.
You have to make that decision for yourself. Let's see here,
Is rollover done?
Yeah, rollover's done. I'm looking at chat. Radio is going pretty hard. People are sending messages to the wrong place. El Pirato M, you want to send messages to Radio Bugbear, not to me.
Or to me.
Yeah, because I'm not going to check my KML during the show because I'm too lazy to move my mouse one screen to the right. And, yeah, it's a lot easier if you do it through Radio Bugbear because it's all nice and organized. Let's see here. Smigshed, since we've got, and this is an old message, so I'm not going to do the poof I've gone into the past thing. Smig says, now that we've got clannies and such, how about an optional separate chat color for people in your clan? I put that in just before rollover, so in case any of you didn't notice, you can now set the name or the color of your clan members to a different color. I thought about whether that should work in the channel clan or not, and the consensus seemed to be yes, it should, but if any of you feel differently, feel free to send a message in and tell me that I'm wrong. Additionally, your contact color also overwrites the whatever clan color you have in the case of you having a clan member on your contact list. And I think that's going to stay. I'm not going to change that. Though I already had someone ask, so sorry, but no. NES Outlaw says, why can't the traffic cones even be auto-sold at all? I don't know.
I thought it was just because items that aren't quest items, but are otherwise untradeable, if they don't have an auto-sell value, then there's no way to get rid of them if you want to get rid of them. Hmm. But it was then pointed out to me that the pirate hook doesn't have an auto-sell, and there's lots of similar untradeable things that don't have auto-sell. So, I don't know.
We might go back and change it. We might not. You may just have to be careful.
Yep.
You can put it in your display case or your closet if you're worried about accidentally auto-selling it. I think it would serve a better purpose in your display case anyways. Though, unless you haven't the 100,000 meat to buy one, then just stuff it into your closet and never let it see the light of day again.
No!
That was supposed to be a ghost, but I'm not quite sure why there was even a ghost in that sentence.
The ghost in the sentence. Shit! Our sentences are haunted.
Ruh-roh, Raggy, let's go hide in this barrel.
Oh, now I have to. I would kick you, except our desks are too wide.
Yeah. Has Scooby-Doo brought back vile childhood memories?
It's just that, I don't know. I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid, and then somewhat more recently, I watched an episode, and it was like, damn, this is really dumb.
Yeah.
Why did I like this?
Yeah, I've noticed that about things that I liked when I was a kid. Yeah. And I go back and watch them again, I'm like, wow, this is really, really dumb. I can't think of any specific examples, and I don't really want to give any without, you know, inviting the sort of vitriol that people have whenever you make fun of anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let that thread aside and answer another question.
All right.
Gleeb says, since Riff is always making a note of it, shouldn't he be the one with a custom notebook item? He already has a custom item.
Yeah, and plus I don't need a custom notebook item because I've got an actual notebook.
Yeah.
Although lately I've been using it to work out puzzles for this Perplex City game in it, so I should probably get a separate notebook.
Are you starting to run out of pages?
Well, it's not that, it's just that all the notes I've been making for the game have been lost in this swarm of diagrams and mathematical calculations and stuff. So, yeah. Oh, well.
Let's see here. Sparkle Maker says, shouldn't you be able to get the quest items from the tutorial zone every time you ascend? I think most people wouldn't like that because they would be forced to go through the entire tutorial again.
Yeah, well, if you've seen it once, I mean, it really its only purpose is to acclimate new players. So
yeah, and if we allowed you to do it again and again and again, then people would farm them, and we've had enough problems with people creating multis to farm starting items. Oh, I should tell you about the huge bust that Multizar made today. He found a ring of almost 1,000 multis farming 10-leaf clovers.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was like 986 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just.
That's so many multis that I think we should, like, go to his house and just kick him.
Yeah.
Like, actually inflict some physical harm on this person.
Like, stop doing that. It's wrong. And then punch him in the face. I think punching him in the face is the best solution to that.
Yep.
Oh, here's a one I've been wanting to read on air. Smig says, I've noticed that the new Turtle Tamer skill, Hero of the Half Shell, can potentially ruin shields for Moxie Glasses if it's kept permanent. It seems a shame that a skill aimed at making shields more useful will also potentially make them useless. Would it be possible to either make it an option to switch off the passive effect of the skill or make it use either Moxie or Muscle, whichever is highest? I realize the same might be applied to the Spear of Rigatonian Staves, but those are already both useless, so it doesn't really matter. That was taken into consideration quite a bit during testing whenever I put that skill in. And the consensus from the dev team and from everyone on staff seems to be that Moxie classes really don't have much use for shields anyway. Most of the weapons that they're going to be using most of the time are two-handed, like the crossbows and the other ranged weapons, your automatic catapult, that sort of thing. I can't remember how Halls of the Mountain King goes.
Automatic catapult,
oh, right.
Automatic, la-la-la-la-la.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I would say that just sort of by virtue of the weapons that Moxie classes tend to use, it's not a problem. The shield is, you talk about a on-off or passive, and the whole equipping a shield thing was sort of the on-off switch for that.
Yeah.
So, and since the shield is, you know, useful for shield butt and whatnot, I figured it was a good...
You said shield.
Yeah. But, yeah. That was my butthead impression. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to practice later in this. And the privacy...
That's something we all need, is just sitting around practicing our butthead impressions.
Yeah. I mean, if we all sat down together... just practiced our butthead impressions a little bit, the world would be a better place.
It would be a better place. Maybe then Coke would actually give all those kids a Coke.
Yeah. Or a cloaca.
Yeah. I don't think those kids want a cloaca.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'm glad I'm not a kid then. I don't think I'm one anyways. I still might be.
Yeah.
Wow, my vocal cord just chopped off the last word in that sentence. That was awesome. But no, going back to what I was talking about before, I don't think that it's a problem, but if we continue to see people getting screwed by it, which by continue, I mean see any at all, then I will rethink my decision. Oh, let's see here. Shiny Happy Golf making a lot of weird suggestions. I don't really want to read them because they're long and I'm going to say no to all of them. Sorry, Shiny Happy Golf, but you're just too shiny and happy to... tease my interest.
To be a goth?
Yeah. Oh, here's another one from Smidge. So I was just looking at my flaming mushroom in my inventory and wondered, how does the mayor make the mushrooms pregnant?
Oh, well, I'm not sure you want to know.
Yeah, that's,
It's safe to assume that he has, various elemental gravies that he uses, and, I recommend that that is what you assume.
Yes. I think I'm going to assume that myself, because... The alternatives are just sort of,
yeah,
which is the technical term for gross. J-Dub says, is the PvP revamp in sight? Maybe with a telescope? Two telescopes? What about with the Hubble? The Hubble's broken, isn't it? Or is it still in use? Or do you even know?
I don't know. I think it's still going. I think I remember reading a report that they'd flown out and replaced one of the mirrors or something not too long ago.
I have no idea. So, but, no, not really. We haven't been working on the PvP stuff, unfortunately. Marshall keeps pushing us, too. He's like, implement spoiler. And I'm sure that's very descriptive to all the rest of you who aren't on the dev team. But there's things we need to do, and that's one of them. And that was my generic answer. Let's see here. Fineldar says, when will the spectral pickle factory be back? Will you give us a fullness meter, make an unticker for booze, and make there be more than 40 adventures today? Sure, why not? Let me code that real quick. Done. Okay, spectral pickle factory is back.
And Sergni says that the Hubble is indeed still in operation.
Oh.
Go Hubble!
Woo! Yay, Hubble. Yay. Let's see here. Binary says, can you make the various leaderboard sections collapsible, please? Sure. Riff, can you make a note of it?
Sure. I shall make a note of it.
If you can find his notebook.
I'll make a note of it on this page where I was working out how far the spider has to walk to get the fly.
Wow. I would say, 3.
What am I making a note of again?
Collapsible leaderboards.
Okay.
Vladimir says, or is that Vladimir? I guess it is. Here's an idea for a trophy. Having level 8 protection against all elements. Only attainable in hardcore. Well, how do you know that's not already a trophy? Have you tried it? Oh, wait, I probably shouldn't have told them about the elemental resistance trophy.
I'm still working on eating all those goddamn fettuccine and Connors.
Yeah. It'll be a while before you get those.
Yeah.
Let's see. Archon comments about my new favorite food. Yeah, I was telling Dev that I had to switch my diet up from extreme scarfs to stainless steel scarfs because I was having a manganese deficiency in my diet. Also, all the fiber was making it hard to poop. So, yeah. Now I'm eating stainless steel scarfs. But I don't get the manganese, I get goiters. The goiters aren't fun, so... Chalk says, hello, could a check command be implemented called CLS? It would just remove all the text that's currently in the chat pane until someone says something new. I've been wanting a clear command for a while, so maybe I'll put that in. That'll require a little bit of jiggery from JavaScript, but I'm sure that's not a problem. Can you make a note of that, Riff?
Sure.
Clear command in chat. The 3 says, who has account number 3? When I do who is on it, it says it is an unknown player. Is it a dev account? There is no account number 3. There is no entry for it. The account numbers aren't, like, sequential. They'll jump forward a little bit. It goes from 1 to 11 to, like... No, it goes from 1 to 6 to 13 to the devsters. Then, I think, to 42, which is accordion thief. So, no, there, you know, there isn't an account number 3. Ungaro says, Ruffinzina wanted me to ask Mr. Skull to do his best chicken impersonation. They spoke highly of it. I think you're going to have to ask that again.
Try again.
Yeah, because there was no radio show on Monday. The radio shows are getting fewer and further between, aren't they?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I mean, as long as we're doing one a week.
Yeah, we'll have one a week.
It's yeah.
Jake's been moving around a lot recently.
He doesn't like us anymore, so he doesn't do anything. Let's see here. Trying to find a question.
I wonder if that player, the 3, if that's a reference to that that game 3 and 3 that guy that did Fool's Errand did.
Never played it.
Oh, those were awesome games. They were like puzzly sort of games.
Puzzly?
Yeah.
We know how much you like the puzzly games.
Yeah. If I could work out a good way to work in like a whole bunch of little puzzles with like the one massive meta puzzle into this game, then I would totally do it.
We could work that into our puppy smashing factory game.
Oh yes, the puppy smashing.
We forgot factory. To tell everyone about the puppy smashing factory game.
Yes.
At one point, I don't even remember the conversation that led up to this. Do you?
No idea.
Had something to do with 15-year-old girls and working at a puppy-smashing factory?
Yes, we were going to hire only 15-year-old girls to work at our puppy-smashing factory, wielding the sledgehammers.
Yes.
Just because there's I don't know, there's something awesome about the sight of this little girl with her lower lip quivering and her eyes welling up in tears, trembling as she holds the gigantic iron mallet. And the puppy looks up and goes, oof!
So yeah, we're going to make a new game called the Puppy Smashing Factory, where you are the manager. You are Charles Death Bucket, or what was it?
I don't remember. It was 3 words.
Yeah, death in the bucket.
Bacon and the yeah. I think his name was the Death Bucket.
Or something like that. But yeah, yeah. Charles Deathbucket is you're the manager of your puppy smashing factory, and you have to balance productivity with a public outcry and and worker loyalty.
Yeah, you have to make sure that the little girls don't get so traumatized that they can't actually work anymore.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you've got a production quota to fill. I mean, a certain number of puppies have to be smashed.
Indeed. So, so we figured that you know, so you could buy like pony posters for your
motivational
your...
posters that like
have kittens, puppies that say "hang in there."
Yeah.
The poster next to it is
or propaganda describing how terrible puppies actually are.
Yeah. So yeah, look for that sometime in the distant future. Puppy Smashing Factory by Reno and Ziff. We'll have to change our names for that one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Sizzler says, does the last adventure queue apply to the sewers adventures? No. Not at all. The sewer works outside of the adventure system, so it does not. So, wait, didn't we change it such that that's not, doesn't clear when we log in and out?
What, the last adventure thing?
I think we did.
I have logged out, and I still have my last adventure thing, so.
Oh, so yeah, never mind. I was going to make a, so stop logging out and in to clear your adventure queue, but that's not a problem anymore. Gleep says, I'm watching Cool Hand Luke in English class. I got to see the 50 egg scene, and all I could think about was Lucky Surprise Eggs.
That's
well, I'm happy for
movie.
You, Gleeps.
It's an excellent movie. Yeah. Sometimes nothing is a pretty cool hand.
Changeling Bob says, do all the familiars count towards the load trophies? I have enough poundage for at least one, but mostly on newer familiars and no trophy. This makes me sad. Watch me be sad. And then he makes an anime face. Keep in mind that 0 pound or 0 kill familiars do not count towards the trophy, so you're going to have to have them kill at least once, break that little murder barrier in their minds, because you know once you've killed, you can't go back.
That's right. You develop a taste for it.
Yeah, like dogs in human flesh. That's why we're smashing all those puppies.
That's right. To keep them from becoming murderers later on.
Yeah, it's a preventative measure,
That's right.
It's fun.
We do it for justice.
Yeah.
Or possibly for Justine.
God. You people are insane. Fred Levi says, Katana's going to be one-handed, can't they? Why not make the icy katana one-handed? No, I've never seen anyone wield a katana one-handed.
It's possible, but they're not really intended to be that way. It was a long time before the first Japanese swordsmen like started using two at once.
Yeah,
they're meant to be two-handed.
Yeah, and it's not like you're going to have a katana and a wakizashi in each hand. The wakizashi it was meant as a backup weapon. Or is that how it is? Is it wakizashi? Or is it wazikashi?
I think it's wakizashi.
Yeah.
I would have to see it written somewhere to know.
Yeah. If I saw it written, I would know, but I don't have it written anywhere, so. Yeah. Torgo asking Mr. Skullhead to do his chick impression.
Try again later.
Well, let's see here. Yon Dungeon Man says, how far backed up are you guys in the custom avatars? To infinity and beyond, I would say, is the correct answer to that. Correct answer? Correct answer.
Correct answer? Yeah. Many moons, young
yeah.
one.
If a certain person who happens to be my boss would buy Riff and I Photoshop.
Actually, well, we have one copy now.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he actually bought Photoshop. Hot
yeah.
shit. Well, I'm going to leave that to you then, because I don't really want to do custom avatars,
yeah,
but I will.
Neither do I.
Yeah, but I do more around here than you, so.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good thing to do, is to do custom avatars. I think we're backed up to, like, I don't really want to say, because that'll make Jix sad.
I'll have to find out from.
When did you get that?
When he got back from St. Louis.
Oh, weird.
Aaliyah got a new one of those digital drawing tablets, and
uh-huh.
they got a coupon.
Oh,
because
hot,
of it. So.
Hot shit. Well, that's cool. Now we just need to Actually, I would like to have a copy of Photoshop because I do. Infrequently need to edit images.
Yeah.
Like if I need to animate something, which is something I'm okay at.
What we might should do is for you to take this one, and then I'll get a copy of the full suite because I'm also going to want Illustrator.
Yeah, there we go. That's actually very smart.
Yeah.
So, okay, then I will install that on this machine, and Riff hands me the box, which is very heavy. So I will install that and be a happy man. Hooray for mercantilism. That's not the right word. Consumerism?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I've got a copy of Photoshop now. Yay! Let's see here. Rinton says, how many ice burglets and its sub-items are in the game? Several.
Yeah, more than a few.
Yeah. I really don't want to lag the game up looking. So, for in the future, you guys should know that anytime we have to do, or you guys want us to answer a how many of X are there in the game, it causes the game to lag for a minute or two while we do it, and it, you know, it's not fun. No one wants to play a laggy game. you know, never mind that it's just right after rollover.
Yeah.
We got to fix that. I have no idea how to get around
that. If nobody played right after rollover, it wouldn't be laggy.
No, it wouldn't. So stop playing. I mean, start playing and give us money. Damn it, I'm really good at this.
It's such a dilemma.
Yeah, really. On one hand, if people don't play, we don't have to pay as much for bandwidth. But on the other hand, if people don't play, we won't get any money. So, yeah. Wow, lots of people like to give us money.
I love those people.
Yeah, I love you too.
The people that give us money are the best people in the world.
They are. And actually, I really do mean that. If it weren't for people giving us money, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And it's just so totally awesome not to have to work in a cubicle.
Absolutely.
Sit here and be paid to make people happy directly rather than by proxy.
Yes.
So, thank you everyone who's donated and supported us.
Three cheers for you.
Woo! Now you can hear the thunderous applause in the background if you listen very carefully. Yosef says, I would like to buy one Heart Attack on a Bun. Hold the pickles, please. Sure, we'll have that shipped right to you in 4 to 6 years. Death Style says, for hardcore sections, what is better, a single playing monkey or a hare? I would say that the majority of the players who know what they're talking about would say a single playing monkey. Because thems are good familiars.
Let me see if I can find it. Because it really depends what you want out of the game. I think the hare is more fun. But I mean, if you're really going for by the numbers effective playing, then yeah, the monkey's better.
Yeah.
If you just want to goof around and enjoy it, then personally, I prefer the hare.
Yeah. I guess I'll stop talking on radio to answer some questions.
Yeah, I had to... The radio goes too fast. I couldn't even look at it.
Someone made the comment, why buy Photoshop and get the GIMP for free? The GIMP is indeed free. I don't like it.
I haven't tried to use it, but... I took 3 years of art school learning to use Photoshop, so I'm not going to swap to the GIMP now.
Similarly, I spent most of my later formative years helping my mother... with her graphic artist's work using Photoshop. So that is my roots. Them are my roots. Those are my roots. One of these is the correct correct grammar usage, except for this sentence. Please choose. Wow.
Arcone wants to know if we like Lupin the Third or Detective Conan.
I was pretty pleased with the Detective Conan manga. I never saw the anime.
I haven't watched the anime of that either. I like Lupin the Third a lot. Although I would really like to try and find the original French novels that the character is based off of.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he's Lupin the Third because he's the grandson of the original Lupin, who was the character in this set of novels that some French guy wrote 100 years ago. He's a similar sort of thief. I haven't found any of them, but I heard there's a passage in one of them where this rich guy goes through all this tremendous trouble of installing all these elaborate home security defenses in his mansions because he's afraid that Lupin is going to come and steal all his crap, and he wakes up in the morning and finds a little note on his bedside table that says, "The master thief Lupin will return when the furniture is genuine."
Oh, no. Awesome. Let's see here. Arlen Harrison agrees with me that says he's tried the GIMP, it's useful, but it sucks. Yeah. I mean, I really do appreciate the existence of the GIMP and the fact that there are people who are trying to do that.
Yeah, open source community is a wonderful thing. It's just I haven't had any use for the stuff they've been making.
Yeah, it's the look and feel is completely wrong, and that's just the way it's going to be. So that's why I prefer... the Photoshop, even though it costs an arm and a fucking leg. Let's see here. Cheesebread says, how could I tell the gender of my character? The stick figure images are curiously devoid of certain anatomical particulars.
It's the hair. It's
yeah,
the hair.
All female stick figures have hair. except for, like, Lilac's custom avatar, which is sort of weird. But yeah, if your stick figure has hair, then it's a girl. I mean, didn't you know that? Isn't that how that works in real life? Aren't all men bald?
It's like the way everybody with beards are giants.
Yeah.
The original image of the mosquito at the in the sorceress's lair has a beard because it's a giant mosquito.
Oh man, that would have been awesome.
Of course, I don't know why
goat,
he didn't use
it. Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know, the goat would have to have two beards. dude, we could totally sell a bearded saber-tooth lion t-shirt. Dude, we make so much money. Smig says, would it be possible to have an option to play a run without some skills you permanent? Once players have permanent skills, especially passive, they can't ever play in a section without them. Well, getting lots or all or lots of skills may be a great goal to shoot for. It can also make the game a lot more dull. It'd be fun if we could take off skills that are to not use in our next life, especially skills could be made viewable to others. He continues on in that vein for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I actually support this idea. I've kind of been wanting in the last couple of days to add a sort of a restricted version or restricted a section where you can only take X number of skills, where X is 5, 10, 15. I mean, and there would be separate leaderboards for each tier. I mean, so that way, if you had a bank of 10 skills, you could do the 5 skill section, pick your 5 favorites, and then go for a leaderboard just using those 5.
It's not a bad idea. That's going to add a whole lot more leaderboards, though.
Yeah, it would.
Because it'll also have, like, the hardcore version and the oxy version and the booze oxy version and the...
Yeah, that's... I didn't say we were doing it either. It's something I'd like to do. Yeah. Sort of a thing that I'm behind and next to and near.
We are kind of working on something in that vein, but I can't talk about it in detail.
If we talked about it, we'd have to kill you. And trust me, we can kill you over the radio.
Zap!
Nah.
See, I just killed somebody. Hopefully it was that guy with 1,000 multis.
Yeah. The other guy with 1,000 multis? Let's see here. Archon saying a bunch of stuff. Joshua wants a hovering sombrero plus a leprechaun. The hovering sombrero thing is, I'm not sure if making a whole new set of familiars wherein we substitute volleyball for hovering sombrero would go over that well. I mean, like...
I'm also worried that the hovering sombrero is going to become way more powerful once we've got monsters going up to, like, level 13 and then 15.
We may have to nerf that.
Yeah.
We enjoy breaking people's hopes and dreams by nerfing things.
So, yeah, fair warning, guys.
Yeah, we're going to ruin your shit.
I mean, we don't know necessarily that we're going to have to, but we may indeed need to eventually.
Yeah. Because, Let's see here. Death Style says, with the introduction of the new clan features, did you guys fix the whole people on whitelist not showing up on the clan long when they leave the clan? I don't know. Rift, can you make a note of that?
Sure.
Check out whitelist leaving peoples.
Whitelist leaving peoples. This has been 120 minutes of Rift making notes of things.
Yes. Well, it's because I don't have stickies installed on this machine. And I forgot to do so before.
You should just get you some old school stickies, man.
But I don't want to write. I suck at writing. I can barely read my own handwriting. I mean, like, it's just so horrible for years of disuse that sometimes I literally cannot read what I've written. You should see my signature. It's horrible.
That was always funny because there were a couple college courses I had that were way too early in the morning, and they were like heavy note-taking classes, so I've got all these pages of notes that'll start out normal, but halfway through the sentence, you can see where I started to fall asleep, because it just becomes this wavy line that then falls off the page.
Awesome. Oh, man. Zen00 is asking for a way to make fairy gravy easier to get. Isn't there something that you are doing that involves
one,
the hyperdungeon?
One of the guild quests, yeah. The cave is going to get restructured, and we haven't really decided what to do about the fairy gravy, because currently you need the fairy gravy to solve the cave, and we don't know whether or not that's still going to be the case when we revamp it. So we haven't really decided on that issue.
In related news, I stopped paying attention because I was looking at radio chat again.
Ah.
Stupid people talking. Stop that. Oh, let's see here. People wanting the ability to resort the clan stash, which I don't really feel is necessary. Let's see. Rocket Man Lear says, "Hello, Chicken Company. I was wondering if you would record all the radio shows that you jicker are on the air for." He continues that, but I can't figure out where.
I've got the next one down. He says,
I feel badly for Stargazer and Coldfront. They both try to keep shows current, but they run into the buffering issues. I have lack of support of people trying to record. Perhaps you could supply them with your direct from Sam recordings. Also, I think many people would be excited about having the 64K stream ripped and ready for the podcast. Thoughts? Part of the problem with this is that I don't know how to record my radio shows. I don't use Sam because it's not free. I use Winamp, which is free. And it's a related Shoutcast plugin. If anyone has any idea or knows how to record these sorts of things, I'd be more than happy to record them and offer them as a public service. So K-mail me at Xenophobe, and I will and tell me how it works, because I'm too lazy to figure it out for myself. And since you guys want it and I don't care, then you know, I figure that's perfectly justifiable in me relying on the community for the brain work rather than doing it myself. So, people are slapping me in radio chat. I don't know why. I think, because of the hovering sombrero bit. Stupid role players.
I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce it, but I'm going to assume it's Sun Denise. Says, in essence, he or she... Sun Denise. Wow. Talk about names that you can't tell if that's a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
Wants a separate channel for radio chatters that want to get away from all the people talking about boobs and lube and stuff. My advice is simply to delete those people.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, then you won't hear from them again.
Yes. You must be way further down in the messages than I am, because...
I'm just about... the page away. No, I'm at like 5 or 6 messages away.
From the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like...
No, well, from Rocket Manlier's question.
Oh, okay. The Chibi not asking a bunch of questions that I don't really want to spend 5 minutes reading.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Let's see here. Egregious Jones asks a question that we get a lot. Why don't Lots of Dough have the use multiple option? Because there's an item in the Bugbear Bakery that lets you do that. And then there's a joke that we want to keep in there, the unrolling pin joke. Which is funny.
Yes.
Let's see here. Groove Wookie says, would it be possible to have the MPZR use a few other familiars' equipment to make it concentrate slightly more on one of its abilities? That's something I kind of thought of before, back when we were first trying to decide what it was going to do. But I don't know that it's worth the extra complexity. How do you feel about that, Riff?
I totally missed what you said.
This guy basically wants, suggesting that we allow the Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot to equip some of the...
Oh, right.
The familiars... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of... Well, I assume that's going to be complicated to code, isn't it?
It's not too bad, but it's... I don't know, it's just a little bit goofy.
I mean, why would you want to get rid of the monkey? It's the monkey!
Yeah.
The monkey, come on!
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Is that how monkeys sound?
Something like that.
Yeah. Close enough.
Naked Jew says he sent a message to number one with the verification that he donated some money, but he doesn't have the Mr. A's yet. When did you send that message? Because if you... I don't know. Do you know if Zelania has gotten through all the messages that came in when
Seems like
when
she
they were
has.
Gone?
Seems like she's current on them, but I'm not sure.
You might, just in case, you might want to... Send a message, send another message in, make sure your make sure you've got your PayPal receipt number in there or whatever. And also it helps if you include, like, keywords like PayPal or Mr. Accessory or something like that, because
or beef stew. That's the secret keyword.
Well, because Lyenia searches the message queue for those messages. So
yeah, and she's usually pretty good about getting the donations processed pretty quick. That's if only she can find them.
Right.
I really need to get off my ass and write her a better system for that. I keep meaning to, but then I get distracted by shinies. Because, like, the report bug link is just a message, and that's sort of not optimal.
Yeah.
It would be better if it would have, like different headings. Like, you could say it was a donation problem or a
bug. That is a good idea, yeah.
Or, just wanting to say hi, thanks for all the hard work, here's a cookie.
And then we could flush those instantly to Dev Null.
Yes. By which we mean we would love them and cherish them read them, you know, and treasure them always. Damn it, Riff, you're not doing this very well.
I know, I'm so bad at this.
Yeah. Let's see here. Mayor McWienor says, also, has there not been a JNS show the last 2 Mondays? Was there one the Monday before last?
I think so.
It seems like there was. But there wasn't one this week. So, yeah, you had to deal with us for a while.
Wahaha.
Fifi Katana says, is there any chance that I can pay 5 Mr. Accessories to have my shout filter disabled? No, that would be bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't abuse it, but let's not set that precedent.
Yeah. I think that, Griffin P says, hey, the bank potion should have a quaff link. Maybe it should just be Q. Because that's the button you use to quaff things in NetHack.
Maybe you should be able to just hit Q on your keyboard.
Okay, I could do that, actually, with a little bit of JavaScript.
Yeah.
That would be kind of interesting. You bring up a prompt, which letter do you want to drink? You just have to guess.
That'd be pretty funny.
Oh, man. Griffin P also says, will the shore be getting more frequent traveler rewards?
It might. We haven't got any specific plans in that direction, but it's always something that could happen.
People keep wanting us to put in a barbed wire fence as the XD shore traveler reward thing, which we're not going to do.
Maybe it's like for 100.
Yeah, you get the little boat trophy and the barbed wire fence.
Woo!
Yeah.
Lucifer asks if there's anything that affects the chances of hedge golem stealing puzzle pieces. Nope. To my knowledge, that is just a flat percentage chance. I think it's 25%.
25%.
I could be wrong.
I have no idea what the percentage is. Let's see here. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Bunny Bandler commenting on my change of diet. People are way more amused by that than I ever thought they would be. It's just, I don't know. Dreamer TK says, how does Radio Bugbear work if it's never even logged on since October? We have a special form in the admin utilities that lets us see its public messages. And it's laid out in a nice, clean, shiny format for us to read on air. Which is why we don't take messages from people PMing or K-mailing them to us. Because also, this way, all the people who are on the radio can read them.
Yep.
So rather than there being duplicate questions or, you know, duplicate answers, which are even worse.
Count says, have you ever thought about making weapons that have a minimum mysticality needed to wield them?
Well, it's certainly possible within the code.
And I think we are planning some in the future. But for the most part, mysticality isn't for weapons, it's for accessories.
Yeah, and for putting your pants on. Wait, no, that's for Matt's Moxie.
Yeah, Moxie is for pants.
Yeah.
And hats.
Huh. Lalex says, any chance we could see the camo we are replying to while typing the reply for it, just with the reply button? I've wanted that more than once.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put that in. Maybe I won't.
I tend to always quote.
Yeah, that's what I do. I usually quote it and then delete it if I don't want to send it again.
Yeah.
DVMA Prazon is quoting Nine Inch Nails, which I'm sure would Cthulhu's would appreciate, but I'm not going to repeat them on air.
God, like the whole song, too.
Yeah, stop that, DVMA Parazon. I'm going to kick your ass on the internet. That should make them stop, right?
Yeah.
That's a totally legitimate threat.
I totally blew up somebody. I just don't know who it was.
Let's see here. Damn it, he's like... Bunny Pandler says, do you, and by that he means me, ever plan on having a player pick on the KOL player picks page? Or I got to wait till con to see your face? You're probably going to have to wait till con, because I don't really want my picture on the internet. Even though it is on the internet, and I really can't stop that since I've been to public KOL things, and just the whole idea of it sort of bothers me on a personal level. I mean, I don't mind people knowing what I look like, but I just don't like the idea of it being on the internet.
Stalkers.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's sort of a throwback to when I was really, really paranoid about personal details. You know, taking this job has sort of weaned me off of that, but it still manifests in certain things like that. Though I suppose Thor and Adra could, if they were sufficiently asshole-ish, put one there, and I probably couldn't stop them. I guess I could go in there and rip it out manually, but that wouldn't be very nice. Good thing I'm not a nice person. Let's see here. Yon Dungeon Man asks, are there food recipes for the cliche body parts? Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe. I'm going to refresh my Radio Bugbear massages.
Let's see. Waterbow, commenting on our previous show when we suggested that he get a PSP since he already has a DS, and asked, what games would you suggest? I really couldn't tell you. I haven't got one, and I haven't got one because I haven't heard of any games coming out that I wanted to play. I'm sure there's some that I would be willing to play, but I haven't seen any that made me go, you know, hot shit, I've got to buy a PSP so I can play this game.
Yeah. Whereas things like Animal Crossing and Oendon made me say, oh shit, I need to go buy a DS.
Yeah.
So. Nintendo's like that, I found.
Yeah, Nintendo does good stuff.
Yeah. Let's see here. Aglib says, your BS cop-out explanations are why I love your show. Well, thanks.
Devonin asks, were the newly discovered trophies... two of the seven Jick said a while ago hadn't been found yet, or were they new, and are there still seven left?
I have no idea.
There are, to my knowledge, 9 left that have not been found.
Yeah. 9 or 10?
I think someone has found a third one of the most recent squadron.
Yeah.
So there's just 9.
All right, okay. Yeah, that's right. Let's see here. Kerados says Fnord. That's not you. You're not Fnord.
Fnord is the second spoon in your Fizz Whiz.
Yeah. I haven't read enough, I haven't read the, Prince of Discordia enough to be able to make a rejoinder. I am weak. Sailor Bowser says, the two sorcerer skills that increase spell damage apply to spells for other classes. No.
Do they don't apply to Postmaster skills?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Babe11221 says, you can still get drunk on Sneaky Beats Day without drinking. Yes, that's true, but if you are a teetotaler or a octogenarian, you can't, because all the items in question prevent you from gaining drunkenness. Although I think the pirate one doesn't. The evil pirate drinking adventure?
That doesn't fire if you're on one of those paths.
Yeah, so, hint, nudge, nudge. No. Let's play a song. The questions are getting kind of thin, so if you guys want to send in some more, we wouldn't be angry or anything. Oh, I was going to play that.
That song from before.
Yeah. I've come into the Street Fighter tribute album recently and decided that I'm going to play some Street Fighter tribute for you guys. This is... Oh, just a second. Stupid. That's not the right one. It says M. Bison Stage from the Street Fighter Tribute album. And we're back. That was a little bit of our Street Fighter inspired techno from somebody who is Japanese and whose characters aren't printable on my Winamp playlist. So hooray for whoever you are, question mark.
Good old Street Fighter, man.
Yeah.
That Street Fighter 2 was the game that changed arcades forever.
Yeah. I remember as a wee xenophobe taking my bike, you know, I mostly carried it and didn't ride it, down to the corner grocery store, which also had a video rental place on the side, and then trying to get myself a copy of Street Fighter 2 for the night.
I remember, man, when it first came out, it was like, you'd walk into the arcade, and previously everybody would be spread out all among all the machines, but once that Street Fighter 2 machine went in, the entire arcade was empty, and there was just this crowd around this one machine.
Yeah, I could never play Street Fighter in the arcades. It was too hard for me.
Blanca was my character, and I could pull off the elaborate moves about half the time, mm-hmm. because I didn't really know, like, the precise controls, like down, quarter circle, kick punch, or whatever, but I knew that if I moved the stick generally in this direction and hit some buttons, that sometimes it would do the cool thing.
Yeah. And that's what life's all about, really, doing the cool thing.
That's right. You move the stick and hit the buttons, and sometimes it does the cool thing.
Thank you for that great image there. Jamaican Castle says, is your notebook handy and or dandy?
Well, I have one that's handy, and that's the one I've been making notes in, but I also got this elaborate leather Moleskine, however it's pronounced, notebook through Amazon, and it's pretty sweet.
Moleskine.
It's got the little ribbon bookmark and the elastic band in it to hold it shut and everything, but it's, I don't know, it's such a sweet little notebook. I don't want to sully it with just random crap, so I don't know what I'm going to put in it.
Yeah, you have to put the good crap in it.
Yeah.
Or the shiny crap.
Shiny crap.
Wait for the cat to fill the cat box up again.
you just need to eat more of those stainless steel scarves.
Yeah. On that note, Cruel Arm Off 8 asks, was that all from one guy, the Clover Multis? As far as we can gather, yeah. It was insane.
Yep.
Yeah, there were a lot of multis. I guess that sort of legitimizes us as a institution, the fact that people will abuse our openness. Let's see here. Lucifer says, the lifetime power birds are still woefully inaccurate due to White Wednesday. How about crediting 70 plus 70 plus 4, or 104 for each affected section, so it's only sort of kind of accurate? Well, it affected pretty much everyone equally, I think. Well, no. I don't know. I don't really want to think about that too hard, because I'm not so good at the smart making. Jamaican Castle says, what does cloaca mean, anyway? A cloaca is a multi-purpose orifice on a fish.
Like a bird or a lizard, yeah.
Yeah, it serves as the eating hole, the pooping hole, and the birthing hole.
Turtles can also breathe through them.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're not pleasant things. Let's see here. Pants Thief says, if you cast Summon Snowcone 3 times at once, it only uses 5 MP. Is that a mistake? No, you only end up casting it once, you get 3 snowcones for the 5 MP. I think if you put 3 in there, it doesn't do anything. Let's see, I can summon snowcones, so I'm going to try to summon 3 of them.
I still haven't gotten the damn black one.
Yeah.
I've had the book since they came out, and every day, even when I'm not playing the game actively, I would log in just to summon snow cones.
Yeah.
And I still haven't got a friggin' black one.
Yeah, poor Riff sparked off a giant flame war and gushing the other day.
Oh, man. That guy was crazy. It wasn't really a flame war. It was like one guy going crazy for no good reason and everyone else going, whoa.
Yeah. The hell's your problem, man?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. Lilith says, why is the water white? Why can't we go fishing for bones at the shores of Loathing?
Huh?
What? I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
Umgaro says, someday that skullhead guy will come back. You know what they say about letting someone go, and then if they come back, you know, it just means he had really good pie.
Pie.
Ugleebs says, puppy smashing factory, please.
Yes.
A water boo says, can all the puppies, which I assume by that I mean the puppy smashing factory, be named Chick?
Then we'd have to have the little girls punching them in the stomach before they smash them with a sledgehammer.
I think that one of the options to increase morale would be to ban the naming of puppies in the puppy smashing factory. Because, if you name something, you have an emotional attachment to it. So one of the upgrades you can buy for your workers is nomenclature banning. You will now refer to the puppies as the livestock.
Yeah. Another one of the upgrades would be a more blood-resistant smock.
Yeah. Lucifer demands that we create the puppy smashing game. Man, I didn't think people would go. This would go over so well with the puppies.
Yeah, we seem to have hit on something here.
Yeah, I mean everyone's sort of lust for killing puppies.
There's several people commenting on the double-handed use of katanas, and it's true. Yeah, as far as the reading that I've done, because I kind of have an interest in historical Japan. But from the reading I've done, there was one in each hand wielding of katanas, or a katana and a wakizashi or something else, but it was relatively late in the style that happened. It wasn't until Musashi started kicking everyone's asses. He was the one that first developed that style.
This has been 120 minutes of obscure Japanese history with Riff.
Yes.
LJ to the Max says, will there be any more skills available at Mr. Store? Maybe.
Eventually.
Perhaps.
Could be.
Maybe so. I don't really want to continue doing this for another 10 minutes.
Yeah. Quirtly asks if there's going to be a revamp to the Airship Trash Quest. No. I mean, that's fairly recent as far as quests go.
Yeah. Actually, it's a year old almost exactly... either today or pretty soon, because...
Oh, really?
Because it was around this time when we all met up in Phoenix for the first time.
We should change one of the trash items to, like, moldy birthday cake or something.
Yeah. Just in honor of the whole Riff, Xenophobe, and Hot Stuff work together thing. The meeting that started this whole thing off.
Yeah. From one player who I shall not name, because what they're sending us is an offer to send us a bootleg copy of Photoshop 7.5. First of all, 7.5 is kind of out of date, but, thanks for the offer. But the whole reason we need copies of Photoshop is that we need legal copies of Photoshop.
Yeah, we might have already had... Wait, no, we didn't.
No, of course we don't have bootleg copies.
That would be wrong.
That would be wrong. But
we would get sued.
Yes. So we need to get legitimate copies so that we can do things that we're writing off on our taxes on.
Yeah. Well, hey, this has ImageReady too. Awesome. I use ImageReady about as much as I use Photoshop for at least things for this game. So that's cool. Good. El Pirate OM is suggesting one of the trash items being Jick's half-eaten hamburger. You have to spell it.
The cheese hamburger.
The cheese hamburger. You see the auction for that?
Yeah.
Amplitude misspelled cheese.
I think it might have been misspelled on the wrapper. Although I can't swear to that.
Yeah. MaxGuy56 says, is there any chance of an item in the month that adds 10 pounds of starfish? We all want that, but pretty much feel that it would be overpowering.
We're already having trouble with people deliberately, making fights run as long as they possibly last.
For the sake of
getting, Starfish MP. And, I mean, it's a strategy, and no strategy that works can be called not legitimate, but it is kind of degenerate.
Yeah, so. Let's see here. And rating. Freak says, is there any status on the password change feature not working? I do not know why this would never not work. I've heard a couple things like this, and I've looked into it, and there's nothing wrong that I can see. So, you know, I'm really not sure what the hell is going on or what the hell it's doing.
MaxGuy56 asks about clan trophies. That's, I don't know, that's still on the way back burner. It is a good idea, though.
Yeah. I believe suggests the Tome of Barbed Wire Summoning. People would... We could make it cost, like, 10 Mr. Accessories and people would still buy them.
Man.
Sola says, if you can farm mushrooms, can we farm fruits? Only if you leave your friends behind.
Because your friends don't dance? What?
Your friends don't farm, and if they don't farm, then they're no friends of mine.
Okay.
Sorry, I just...
It's a very loosely connected reference there.
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought of. People have been asking all night for various ways to interconnect item doing things. Like people want to auto sell to have it put in your mall store and putting it in the clan stash. And we're not doing that because we want to reduce the ways in which things can be added to various thing or places. The more ways we have to add an item to a given storage area, the more chances there are for bugs. And bugs are bad, despite what many of you may think.
Yes.
So, right now, I'm still tracking down a bug that's creating item ID zeros, and the trap that I put in the place to try to detect those isn't working, so I'll have to look into it further, I suppose.
Spininets asks, someone said they like puzzles. Have you heard of Perplexed City? Yeah, actually, I got a whole load of cards that I ordered in the mail yesterday and have been doing nothing but that game since, pretty much.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep or eat anymore.
Yeah, it is seriously addictive, let me tell you. And it goddamn sucks. It sucks when you finally figure out a puzzle, but you have to wait 6 friggin' hours to type it into the web form because you've gotten it wrong too many times.
Oh, man. Let's see here.
But it's an awesome game, and I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah. Pantsief, I wish you would stop asking us about the stupid trophy. There's already a trophy for that. It's not for that many, but there's already a trophy for doing that. Just not as much, so stop. Every time there's like 5 or 6 messages from you that say, I want this trophy. And you know, despite the fact that's how you sound, we're not going to do that, all right?
Do you think he's actually eaten that many?
Probably. People are insane. They'll do anything for anything. Yeah.
Yep, there's still 9 trophies out there, but that's not one of them.
And it's not going to be one of them, because there's already a trophy for that.
What else we got here? This is actually a pretty good question. Jamaican Castle asks, why does the can of maces give bonus melee damage if it's ranged? Do ranged weapons get bonus melee damage?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, because they're not melee weapons.
Yeah, but they could be sharper than normal. I mean, it's not like you can use. It's not like you can use thrust smack or lunging thrust smack with a ranged weapon.
That's true. But what I'm getting at is, we don't make a distinction between bonus range damage and bonus melee damage.
I don't think there needs to be one.
Okay.
Honestly, it would look prettier, I guess, but
meh.
And I could go into the item description thing and do if weapon is ranged and put ranged instead of just.
Well, but we could do, it would give us, like, one more enchantment that we could put on accessories and stuff. I'll take that as a no.
Good, because that's where I was going. Mongrelcrat, are seconding the cue for consuming the bang potions. Oh, let's see here. Flupper Ducky says, why can't I give my meat car a brain to make it a fixing meat Knight Rider?
Knight Rider was the guy. The car was Kit. So it'd be a bitchin' meat car kit. Or yeah. Kit car. There was actually the only episode I remember was there was a conversation between David Hasselhoff and some chick about, because she misunderstood that the name of the car was Kit, and she assumed that he had made it from a kit.
And sucks because my aim is not reconnecting.
Mongrel Cat says, just wanted to thank Riff for showing me to 1,000 blank white cards. Yep, that is an awesome game. I've not played that in a long time, actually. Although, to be truthful, we haven't played any sort of board or card game in a long time.
Yeah, well, that was more when Hot Stuff was out here, I think, when we were on that sort of kick.
Yeah, you really need, like, four people to do that anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe once Josh gets out here, we can start doing that again.
Yeah.
Muffin says, does anyone know why Xenophobe is such a great person, willing to help out even this insignificant newbie when I had no one else to turn to? It's because he gets paid to do it, man. Pretty much. Gleep says, thank you for not being afraid to being Channel Radio. I know no fear, so.
I do. Yeah. I fear chat channels that scroll faster than I can keep up with the conversations.
See, when that happens, I usually just ignore it. Mm. So
I'm too easily distractible.
So Gleaves also says, did the Asymmetric Office do an NCAA bracket pool? What does NCAA stand for?
National Center of Automobile Assassinations.
Sounds good to me. So yes, we did. Yeah, I'm totally betting on the Jersey Jackknifes. They're going to go all the way. They're going to go state, man. Wait a minute.
I'm going to go for the Arkham team that must not be named.
Yes. That was a much better choice than mine. You didn't have to think of a name. Chase Galahad says, why does mind control disappear from the left-hand menu when it is set to zero? Because Jick thought that was going to be ugly and disgusting whenever whenever I told him that it needed to be put in back before I was on staff. So that was sort of the concession that if it was set to zero, then it could go away. So plus that wouldn't make much sense to have a mind controlling if you weren't in a situation where you could use mind control. So
this is kind of funny. Sailor Bowser says, I think you're sick for even suggesting such a thing. And just before that, Sleepy G says, will there be an option to swing the puppies into brick walls?
Huh. No, I would say that would ruin the texture of the smashed puppy. It's like the main selling point of your smashed puppies is their hand smashed foreheads. Or in the case of an exceptionally small puppy, hand smashed head and rib cage. So,
the great thing about smashed puppies is that you don't need boxes to ship them. You can just fold them up and put them in envelopes.
Oh, man. You're... Wow. Left us wanting ways to equip more weapons. We're not going to change... We're not going to add a third hand, which is what many, 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 many people seem to think is down the pipe. We are not adding a third hand. We're not going to do anything with that. It is a joke. It is a joke. Repeat after me. Well, it is a joke.
We might...
Very good class.
We might do something with it, but if we do, it'll be a joke.
Yeah. Because the
not,
whole...
Not something that's actually going to be useful to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. The whole three-handed weapon thing is a joke, so... Please, 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 please do not ask about it anymore because it pisses me off. That's me being whiny.
Was it Vishnu, the one that had the six hands? I always thought that was Shiva. Or maybe they both did.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
Refresh.
Yeah, I need to do that as well. Dazbot says, will the TPS ever be reintroduced for any items similar to it? No. We don't make a thing of... thinging, a habit of, a policy of reintroducing those sorts of rares because that would ruin their value. If you don't like the fact that you don't have a TPS, go hardcore. Or, you know.
Or, you know, farm up the meat to buy one with.
Yeah.
Or donate and sell your Mr. Accessory to buy one.
Yeah. Left says, is the NAACP ever giving you shit for that argument Janice had X months ago? Was the NAACP stand for?
National Automobile Assassination Crowd Pleasers.
Wow. Who would have thought that two different people would suggest things related to the NNA so close together?
I think the NAACP is the anti-racism people.
Yeah, the National
African American
colored people. Don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Just to clear that, I actually did know what the NAACP stood for before I made that stupid comment, but I was trying to be funny by pulling it into the other one. Let's see here. Sleepy G says, I found it disappointing that second and third tier mushrooms sell for less than third generation mushrooms. Do you have plans to make third generation mushrooms more valuable? Well, the fact that the first tier mushrooms sell for more is that they're involved in the chow mein recipes.
Yeah.
So, and the things that you get from the second and third tier mushrooms make items that aren't very useful, you know, to the general populace. Like, you don't see many people eating the cool mushroom casseroles or...
We should probably check that for balance.
Yeah.
Because those really should be
nicer.
Better. Although maybe once we make that chow mein affecting alteration,
yeah,
that'll all change.
Maybe. When we nerf chow meins. let's see here.
We need more questions. Send in more questions.
I'm going to play a song while we wait for more questions to come in.
Okay.
First I got to find one. Da, 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 da. Try to answer a question while I find one.
Left's question was the last one on my list. Let me reload and see if another one pops up here. Here's a couple more.
Sleepy G says, what do you call a smash puppy hanging on the wall? Art. What do you call a smash puppy in the bottom of a hole? Phil, etc. It's almost as if we made that joke a while back.
Llamaman58 says, are there plans to fix the purple snow cone not restoring MP used in the last round of combat? I wasn't aware of that problem.
I wasn't aware that it was a problem. I mean, you know, should it?
Doesn't it just restore, like...
In between combat rounds?
No. I mean, doesn't it always just give you a fixed amount no matter how much you'd used?
I don't actually know. I've never used one.
Yeah. I'll play with it some tonight while I'm doing my turns.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to play The Whistler by Demons and Wizards.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Demons and Wizards with The Whistler. I wonder if any of you noticed the subtle sort of Pied Piper theme to that song. If, in fact, you were actually listening. If you were, that's cool. I wasn't listening. Let's see here. Gamma Ray says, so you won't make a third hand ability. What about a fourth hand?
That's kind of skip the third hand and go straight to the fourth one? I don't think numbers work that way.
Yeah. Bad math proves a point, though. People talking about what they're telling me what the NAACP really stands for, which is thank you for that, I think. Let's see here. A Pants Thief says, do you control which weird records go up each day? No, that's completely randomly generated, based on a very discrete formula involving monkeys. Mm. Monkeys are funny.
Yeah, they're silly monkeys.
Oh, good, Merrick has checked in. I was worried because I wasn't able to connect on my usual AIM, but for some reason my other AIM account would connect. So, hooray, Merrick has checked in. Highbeam says, please define nerf. The word nerf, when used in the context of a video game or a massively multiplayer online video game, such as ours, is the is whenever we reduce the effectiveness of an item because of balance reasons or because we're mean. So, nerfing means bad things happen to items.
Toxic Popsicle asks, would there ever be a possibility to encrypt some boss music for fighting the naughty sorceress? We were actually thinking about asking... my brain just turned off. I can't think of...
I don't know. Oh, there was the mini-bosses?
Mini-bosses, yeah. if they'd be willing to write a naughty sorceress theme, which we would then link from that page so you could listen to it while fighting her. I don't know if that ever happened or not, because I didn't go to that party.
Yeah, me either. Oh, let's see here. Freezerburn says, nerf chamans. Can you tell me more what you mean by that? Are the recipes changing? If I told you, again, I'd have to kill you. And, you know, you don't want to be killed over the internet. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll still be cool.
Yeah.
It's just,
The thing
it'll
is,
just be different.
Yeah. Chow main thing is something that Jake's always been sort of, not happy about, because it was, the chow mains were introduced basically as a way to devalue the massive amounts of Duke Hell ramen that there were back in that time. So just introducing a food to devalue something that had been duped was...
And now that the Hell ramen is more or less not an issue anymore, we're stuck with these foods that are more powerful than they ought to be.
Yeah. I occasionally eat Hell ramen whenever I was in hardcore.
I used to, but since once I discovered it was way more efficient just to do the reagent pastas,
Hell ramen is a reagent pasta.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, ramen. I was thinking chow mein.
No, the Hell ramen, you know, if you had a few Hellion cubes left over from doing that quest, you know, wouldn't hurt to make them because they're pretty good food.
Yeah.
Highbeam says, how many puppies does it take to paint a house? Depends on how hard you throw them. Two drums and a cymbal. Fall off a cliff. Oh, they're going to kill me for that. Let's see here. El Pirate OM says, what does rollover say? Why wouldn't you all be able to run several databases or web servers at different sites, and instead of shutting them down, setting them off at a certain time, do a staged rollover? The problem with that is that we don't want to fragment the world. We want to have everybody on the same server so that they can all interact together. And fragmenting the doing that would require us to fragment the database, like World of Warcraft does.
We'd have to have different shards, basically.
Yeah, and we're not nearly popular enough for that to work right.
Yeah.
So if we had like 100 times the player base that we had now, maybe it would be okay. But
so recruit 100 times the players, and we'll think about it.
Yeah, let's see here. Waterboo says, are you sure the boards aren't powered by Smash Puppies? Pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Toxic Popsicle wants a drunken stupor adventure where you get AIDS from a gnollish crossdresser. I think that's not the best idea.
I think people would be upset about that. Maybe we could come up with a fake disease called Friends or something. Nah, that's that probably hard. Still wouldn't be good enough.
Nah. Let's see here. People talking about the Snowcone thing that I'm not especially interested in reading on air. I'll look at it later. Jamaican Castle says, how do you kill people online? With mind bullets. Mind bullets. Instagib. Monster kill. Wow. Killing spree.
We're such nerds.
Yeah. Isn't it great that we have a job that just lets us do that?
Oh, yes.
You guys will never know how much cooler our jobs are than yours. It just isn't be our word think.
Maybe we should stop telling them how much our jobs are cooler than theirs because they might get jealous and stop sending us money.
Yeah. But all that I meant, our jobs suck, man.
Yeah, man, it's terrible here, and please send us more money so it won't
only
be
you
as
can
scary.
Help us poor starving.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, my wallet won't close. I mean, my.
Oh man, we're just not good people.
No. I think that was my favorite day. My wallet won't close.
It was all singles, man.
Does it matter?
Oh, man.
It's been 120 minutes of furiously word missing with somebody and that other guy. God damn, I suck. Let's see here. DVMA Parazon says, how's Guild questing those new boozes coming along? We were putting in new boozes?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, we are, but nothing that we've really talked about in public. So,
well, new recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Southwest says, how do you stop a puppy from crawling around in circles? Nail down the other paw!
Woohoo!
This is a great section of our radio show.
Yeah.
You know, we realize now for the next, like, 5 weeks of our show, we're going to have people wanting puppy killing.
We're going to be inundated with dead puppy jokes.
Yeah. Which will just basically be repurposed dead baby jokes.
Yeah. The dead puppies are the new dead babies.
Yeah. They also aren't much fun. Man. I used to play a game called Subspace, and one of my favorite people on that game was dead puppies. One day I told him how he wasn't much fun, and he didn't get it.
Aww.
So he was kind of lame. But he was a good player, though. Oh, man, that was a long time ago. See, it's like, what, 2006? Yeah, that was 8 years ago. Wow. Time kind of goes in that one direction.
Oh, here we go. Freak says, my job is so cool, I drink and play KOL while getting paid for other things people assume I am doing. Go ahead, make the kingdom hate me. See? He's the one that has the cool job.
Yeah, not us. Dyslexic Lil Did says, can you guys kill a yak from 200 yards away over the internet?
200 yards isn't very far away for over the internet.
Yeah. I could do that without thinking. Yeah. In fact, I sometimes do, which is why there are no yaks in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see a carcass, though, and it'll just be an exploded giblet mess.
I like the word carcass.
Yeah.
Carcass. Wow, this is fascinating radio.
Yeah. I think that's three hits of Coke for those of you playing the drinking game. Let's see here.
Well, part of it is that we're really scraping the barrel on the messages here.
Yeah. I could read the list of multis that got disabled. That would be enthralling.
That would take a few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Got anything cool?
I got a big box of keys for the feelies today.
Mm-hmm.
Those are coming along pretty good.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them about what you're doing?
Yeah. I think I've mentioned it before, but not everybody may have heard it. We're working on, pretty much just me. It's my own project. I'm working on a set of what's generally called feelies. Those of you that remember the old Infocom games, remember how you got in Zork, you got like an actual coin that was one of the Zork mids, and in Wishbringer you got the glow-in-the-dark plastic rock in the box, and they always had, like, letters and documents that figured into the game. And I was just thinking how awesome that is and how much it really gets you into the game, gives you a more sense of realism. So I'm making a set of that will be selling through the store for probably not much more than it costs us to put them together. And it's some of the things you'll be getting in it is the sack of pork elf gems with the five gemstones in it, and a set of the three legend keys. I found a source for some reproduction old metal skeleton keys and bought a whole bunch of those. And I'm also working on a bunch of hand-drawn and hand-calligraphed documents, like the letter from King Ralph that you get at the end of an ascension, and the Dr. Hobo's map, and a nautical sea chart that leads to to an island zone that is that you can't actually get to yet. It's part of the future guild adventure content, but and some other stuff. We got like a matchbooks printed for the typical tavern.
They're really cool. Yeah. I have one on my desk.
So that's going to be, when that's finished, it's going to be really awesome, and you're all going to love it.
You're all going to love paying for it, too.
Yeah. It won't be much. It'll probably be like $20, including shipping. And I'll have to try to remember to, when we get closer to having them ready for sale, I'll try and give everybody like a heads up a few days before they go into the store, because it's going to be a limited run of like 48, so it's pretty much going to be first come first serve.
And but the masses will be a giant and trampoline.
Yeah. So, but if the response is good, we'll do other runs of them.
Yeah. So keep a ear to the ground for Feelies coming soon to a KOL store near your internet.
Woohoo! That killed a few minutes.
Yeah, it did.
Let me refresh the messages again.
Maybe somebody will be talking about the Feelies. I didn't know that's what they were called, Feelies.
I don't know if that's what they were originally called, but community of the people that still write like homebrew text adventure games started calling them that, and I guess it just kind of became one of those things.
Let's see here. There's a few more questions here. El Pirato M says, is Multizar a real person or a bot? Yes, he's both.
He's a cyborg. Yeah. Whenever he disables somebody, it goes, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
He gets really tired of that after a while, though. let's see here. Devon N says, any chance of being able to see who has added you to their friends list? We don't really want to do that because people would turn it into a popularity contest and people would get sad and, you know. The last thing we want to do is make people sad, I think.
Yep.
Never mind all the my job is cooler than your job quips. Lava Man 58 says, so with all disablings, I think he means disablings, does that bring the number of real active players down to like 30? We were assuming that there were 1,000 active players before. Yes. But yeah, basically. Let's see here. Carrie Grant says, multi-delete boxes for clan messages, I would love you forever. Well, Lord, I mean, goodness knows that I do things that make, that my motivation for doing things is so that people will love me forever. So, maybe. Let's see, Freak says, Leather Goddess is a Phobos when I was 13. Scratch and sniff. Worst disappointment ever. I assume that's one of the Feelies that came with one of those.
Yeah, it had a scratch and sniff card, and every now and then in the game it would say, scratch and sniff circle 4 or whatever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were... Well, I didn't... I had the... the copy of Leather Goddesses I had was a bootleg, so I didn't have the scratch and sniff card. So I don't know how bad they actually were, but considering how bad scratch and sniff stickers generally were, they probably weren't great.
Toothless says, a Susie feely with a free bottle of lube?
Ah!
God.
Get one of those, like, ugh, those big Japanese pillows with the stick figure on it. Wow. Ugh. What a terrible, terrible idea. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He says crap, and I just said that question. Fifi Katana wants to reserve one of your feely packs.
No, I don't think we're going to take reservations. I'm not sure that would be fair.
Let's see here. More people talking about mind bullets. Toxic Popsicle says, I find you two more interesting than Chicken Scully simply because you don't seem as cocky. Well, cocky, rather. Well, thanks, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're cocky. I don't know. They tend to not be as tangential into silly things as we are.
Yeah. They're also, I think they're funnier than us. But we're pretty funny.
Pretty
funny looking.
We get on a roll every now and then, and it goes well.
Yeah. And Surgeny says, hey, Gene Lorraine, are you technically a Radio Cable DJ now? Or are you just always covering for Chicken Company? I am not an official Radio Cable DJ.
We don't have our own shows or anything like
no.
that.
No. I've told the radio people if that's what they want from me, I would gladly undergo the hours and hours long ritual of public spanking required to become a radio cable DJ. But they've not seen the need to, so I'm just going to continue sort of surfing along at my pseudo DJ status since I only ever really want to cover Jick's show.
Yeah.
I don't really think I have enough music to play my own show. I have to play one of those dorky request shows. I'm sure there are plenty of DJs listening right now who would not appreciate that comment.
My taste in music are such that I probably couldn't get away with doing a request show because it'd be like, no, I'm not going to play that. No, I'm not going to play that. No, I'm not going to play
this,
that.
This one doesn't have enough toasters clanging.
That's right. This song doesn't have computers beeping, toasters banging together, or people shouting in German. Therefore, I'm not playing it.
Yeah. And I just... Mine would be a lot of machine supremacy, followed by metal, followed by J-pop. So I don't think those two go too well together for people that aren't me. And to a lesser extent, Riff.
Yeah.
Loveman58 says, if only females have hair, are the hippies all cross-dressers?
That's a good question.
Maybe they're just androgynous.
Yeah. They're, like, fighting off the oppression of determined gender roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, man, gender roles make you a slave to society, man.
That's right. Fight the power, brother.
Or sister. Doesn't matter.
That's right. Fight the power, person of indeterminate gender.
Well, that's being very politically correct. MaxGuy56 says, you have to make more than 48 of those, and I'm assuming he's talking about feely packs. I want one. Well, if you're quick enough, then you can get one. And
if you're quick. And I'm sure we'll do, I'll end up making more than one run. It's just I'm doing 48 because most of the stuff I'm buying for it came in 48s or in dozens, so it made things easier on me.
Yeah.
Plus there's, I can't do a lot of them at once because some of the documents are going to require, like, elaborate aging schemes, like soaking them in coffee and so forth, and
yeah.
I can't do, like, hundreds of those at a time.
Yeah. People are commenting about how much more they love us than Jick and Skullhead.
Aw.
Yeah. We feel the love, I think. Freak says, how many active players are there? I can tell you that. There are, of the 168,000 accounts that are not deleted, 52,000 of them were played today, or yesterday, actually. 92,000 this week, and 127,000 this month.
Nice.
So, the numbers are actually going up a little. They were holding steady before we got the new servers at about 150,000, but they've been slowly creeping up ever since we got the new server, so that's good.
When San Diego Comic-Con comes around, I bet we'll see a big jump.
Yeah. No, those guys are planning to do a booth there.
Yeah, we're gonna pimp the hell out of this game at the Comic-Con, man.
I am not going to be attending because I don't like traveling. But those three, I think it'll be Jick, Hot Stuff, and Riff. Do you think? I don't think Mr. Skullhead will go to that, but maybe he will.
He might. Did he go to the previous one?
I have no idea.
I know... Armac and Mary of Doom are going.
Yeah.
Because Mary of Doom's got all connections.
Watch it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's actually, we're recruiting her. We're going to get her. She, apparently, when she went to the last one, there's, because she's like an attractive girl and was in the, she was like working for a booth, so that gave her like two props for everybody to pay attention to her. So she came back with this sketchbook of awesome, awesome art of like every artist of every comic book that was at the con. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's the shit. So we're recruiting her. So for the next one, we're gonna send her around with a blank sketchbook to get all the artists to
A blank sketchbook and a two-piece.
She's going to be our booth babe.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to get her to go around to all the artists and get them to draw their interpretation of the sword and martini guy.
Oh.
So that's going to be pretty sweet.
Oh, man. Cruel Armor Fate says, can I have a monkey that you can eat? Can you send me one? No. You could try to eat the Rhesus monkey, but you probably won't get very far because it keeps moving around.
How do you eat a Rhesus monkey? I like to suck the peanut butter out first.
I think on that note, I think we're going to... well, no, we got lots of time left because my clock runs fast. Or that clock runs slow. Wait a minute, this one's synced. We got 6 minutes?
Yeah, that's about what I got here.
All right, so let's answer a few more questions and then get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Let's see. El Pirate OM says, you guys should recruit the free BSD chicks that man to boost at trade shows. I don't think we'd... we don't really want to pay anyone. So, you know. Final Fantasy IX Master says, I don't love you more than Chicken Scully. I hate you, for you will not allow me to pre-order my feelings.
Man, I hadn't even really considered the idea of pre-orders.
That would just sort of be like, well, the thing with pre-ordering is that it's exactly the same as ordering them the way we're going to do it. It just means that you don't get them as fast.
That's true.
So, I mean it'll be in limited quantities anyway.
So it doesn't really matter if it's first come, first serve now or then.
Yeah.
It's still going to be first come, first serve.
And wouldn't you want it to be rather then than now? Because then you get your feelies sooner?
Yeah. Well.
Wait a minute.
Sooner in relation to when you ask for them anyway.
Yeah. So just keep your ears to the ground. Make sure you're not text messaging on train tracks when you're doing that, though. And well, in combination of being deaf.
Yeah.
Did you read about that?
No.
It was like the Texas beauty pageant for the deaf. The winner of said got killed by a train.
Man. That shouldn't be funny.
No, but it is.
Yeah. Wow. Poor girl.
Maybe on that note, we should get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Play some music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see.
Okay, everybody, you've got a week to forget about what terrible people we are.
Yeah, so be sure to drink the Kool-Aid and forget. Oh, man. Let's see here. I'm going to play some mini-bosses because I'm unimaginative. And then the standard two-song outro that I always play. So here is... play a short one. We'll play Castlevania. And then, okay, so this has been 120 minutes of horrible revelations with Riff and Xenophobe. So we'll probably see you guys next week. So good night.
Rock on.